From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, retail analyst Howard Davidowitz on real troubles ahead. First, the lead. President Bush held his end-of-the-year press conference today, covering everything from the ongoing challenges in Iraq to plans to overhaul Social Security. Slate's Chris Sullentrop writes the magazine's Ballot Box column. He's a regular Monday guest on Day to Day. Welcome back, Chris.
Good to be here.
President Bush was asked twice about his increasingly controversial Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. I think that's the lead out of the press conference today. In particular, he was asked about this revelation over the weekend that Mr. Rumsfeld has used an auto pen to sign condolence letters. That doesn't sound like a very big thing, but still it is sensitive. And here's what the president said.
I know Secretary Rumsfeld's heart. I know how much he cares for the troops. He and his wife go out to Walter Reed and Bethesda all the time to provide comfort and solace. I have seen the anguish heard the anguish in his voice and seen his eyes when we talk about, you know, the danger in Iraq and the fact that youngsters are over there in harm's way. And he's a good, decent man. He's a caring fellow. You know, sometimes perhaps his demeanor is rough and gruff, but beneath that rough and gruff, no-nonsense demeanor is a good human being.
Walter Reed, we'll note, is the Army Medical Center there in Washington where wounded soldiers, many of them, are recovering. So, Chris, is this going to be enough to quiet calls for Mr. Rumsfeld's resignation?
Oh, absolutely not. The auto pen flap, while it's gotten a lot of controversy lately, is sort of the least of the criticisms hurled at Secretary Rumsfeld. The interesting thing to me about Bush's statement was that he made him sound like Vladimir Putin. You know, I looked into his heart. I looked into his eyes. He's a good man. I think critics want a little more substance than that from the president.
On the war in Iraq, more questions. The president was asked about polls that show public support for the war in this country dropping, and he acknowledged that the insurgency there is having a real impact.
But no question about it. The bombers are having an effect. You know, these people are targeting innocent Iraqis. They're trying to shake the will of the Iraqi people and, frankly, trying to shake the will of the American people. And, you know, car bombs that destroy young children or car bombs that indiscriminately bomb in religious sites are effective propaganda tools.
The president also talked about Iraqi government forces. He got a question there. Sometimes they, you know, they run away from battle. So this is not a rosy picture of the Iraq situation, Chris.
No, absolutely not. This is not the picture the president really painted during the election campaign. He said the record was mixed on training Iraqi forces, that, you know, forces were fleeing when the going got tough. But then he also sort of said, well, go ask General Abizaid about it if you want a timetable for when things are going to get better.
General Abizaid is the senior army general in charge there. One more question on Iraq, Chris. That's the treatment of Iraqi and other foreign detainees by U.S. forces. And a questioner said, isn't this affecting the way the rest of the world views the United States and affecting it negatively? And here's how the president responded.
We are a nation of laws, and to the extent that people say, well, America has no longer a nation of laws, it does hurt our reputation. But I think it's an unfair criticism. As you might remember, our courts have made a ruling. They looked at the jurisdiction, the right of people in Guantanamo to have habeas review, and so we're now complying with the court's decisions. We want to fully vet the court decision because I believe I have the right to set up military tribunals. And so the law is working to determine what presidential powers are available and what's not available.
So you have to wonder if maybe the president is speaking not just to the reporters and the American people, but hoping his comments are going to get picked up overseas and the people who don't like treatment of prisoners might be persuaded that something better is going on.
Sure, though this was a little disappointing answer to me. I mean, if you listen carefully to what he says that what's hurting America's reputation abroad is the criticism that the United States is doing these things. And I think a more straightforward denunciation of some of the practices that have gone on in some of these prisons would have been more effective in getting that message across, if that's the message the president wanted to get across, that things are working and things are getting better.
Well, he did speak hopefully about the coming elections in Iraq, really just 5 weeks away now. What about that?
The description of the election in Iraq, I mean, obviously there's been a lot of focus on the fact that the Sunnis may not be able to participate and that this is going to be an election to write the Constitution, and that if the Sunnis don't think the writers of the Constitution are legitimate, then the whole government is undermined. The president tried to flip that and say, look, there are 80 or however many political parties, there are thousands of candidates. It reminded me a lot of the way the administration got at the idea that there wasn't a coalition to go into Iraq by counting up the numbers of candidates. This is sort of the election of the willing. The coalition of the willing went into the war, and now we're going to have the election of the willing. Hey, there are lots of parties. There are lots of candidates. Who cares if the big players aren't there? It's probably effective PR, but we'll see how it plays on the ground in Iraq.
Domestic issues, Social Security reform. Mr. Bush had an interesting response to questions here. He declined to give specifics about Social Security reform because he didn't want to give away his negotiating position. This is how he put it.
I didn't duck the issue like others have done in the past. I said this is a vital issue and we need to work together to solve it. Now, the temptation is going to be by well-meaning people such as yourself, John, and others here, as we run up to the issue, to get me to negotiate with myself in public. To say, you know, what's this mean, Mr. President? What's that mean? I'm not going to do that. I don't get to write the law.
What does he mean by a president negotiating with himself in public? Is this a common Washington parlance for something that passes over my head?
I mean, it's a common statement the president makes, in which he's saying, look, I'm not going to play my hand. I'm not going to tell you. I want Congress to take care of this. In a lot of ways, this was the don't ask, don't tell press conference. Don't ask me the timetable in Iraq. Don't ask me what my requirements for Social Security reform are. Don't ask me what the timetable for peace in Afghanistan is. Or at least he said, you can ask me, but I'm not going to tell you. He literally said that.
Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop. He writes the Ballot Box column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.